Given their limited access to resources, young people are among the most affected by the global financial crisis. Figures show that almost two-thirds of Africa's population is under 25 years. In many African countries, the job market was bad enough before the global recession. But in the past 2 years, it has become even worse. Many young Africans graduate from college with little hope of finding work. Both the public and private sectors are downsizing their existing workforce. That means fewer prospects for employment and economic independence.
You get people working for bus fare, you know, to just make their CV look better. You know, the economy is really, really, really bad. Okay, I can't blame anyone right now because in the whole world, you know, everything has gone up. You know, yes, we can, but we can't right now. You know what I'm talking about.
Grace Achek in Kenya says that she's struggling to find a job. And that's the reason why she's still depending on her parents for financial support.
I can't move out of my mom's house because, you know, everything has gone up. By 22 years, I had so many things I wanted to do, but I can't do them. You know, I have to hustle to get, you know, like a job that can give me money to even, you know, like get myself to work.
A recent graduate, Paul Karoi, says that he planned to get a job and continue his education, but he doesn't see that happening anytime soon, given the job situation in his country.
Yeah, in terms of like education-wise, where I plan to go further studies, I cannot do that.
Emmanuel John, a student at Port Harcourt University in Nigeria, says that the effects of the financial crisis have begun to hit home.
People are getting laid off their jobs. It was reported in the papers that about 1,000 workers were laid off in a multinational telecommunications company. And that translates into people not having jobs, poverty on the streets. And then it trickles down to the students because as students, we come from homes. And then when our parents get laid off their jobs, of course, we can't pay our bills in school. We can't pay for accommodation. We can't pay for tuition. We can't buy books. We can't feed as we used to. And so it's really affecting us students.
Another college student in Nairobi, Tom Beatty, says that his government keeps talking about economic recovery and growth, but he can't see the results.
We have a government that is always telling us that the economy has grown. The last time I heard it had grown by, I think, up to like 6% or something. But on the ground, the situation is very different. A few days ago, a packet of maize flour cost like 50-something shillings. Now it's like 120. That's like doubled.
A few young people seek non-traditional options like starting a business, but it's difficult for them to get loans because banks usually lend to established business people or require security that young people often don't have. In Blantyre, Malawi, Charles Mazembe also just completed school a couple of months ago and has been looking for a loan to start up her own business.
No, it's not easy to access a loan here. They need surety. And when you don't have properties, how do you access a loan? Well, if you are employed somewhere else, you'll be able to meet your daily needs.
Many companies are now laying off existing workforce, and the poor job market has led to young people becoming entrepreneurs to avoid that. Nicholas Kamwana also lives in Blantyre, Malawi.
When you're employed and the company is being affected by the global economic crisis, it would be hard for you to get an increment, and at times you would even be retrenched. That's why I'm saying it is better for you to just get started with your own business.
For Voice of America, I'm Jackson Bunganyi.